Hello everyone, happy Friday and Merry Christmas Eve. I hope that today would be a day of remembering Christ and his coming to this world, and that in this remembrance you would be filled with rest, peace, and joy. Today's devotional will be from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Again, that is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. This is the word of God. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted himself and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In this passage, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church of Philippi about remaining in humility by remembering the ultimate example of humility in Jesus. We'll dive right into the first verse. Paul begins this passage with a list of rhetorical questions. Verse 1, so if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. I don't think Paul asks these rhetorical questions because he's unsure whether the Philippians have experienced these things. These are not questions of doubt or uncertainty, but rather obvious declarations of what the Philippians did and experienced. Of course, the Philippians were encouraged in Christ. Of course, they found comfort from love and participated in the Spirit. Of course, there was affection and sympathy. So with that being said, Paul then, in verse 2, calls the Philippians to complete his joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Paul here encourages the Philippians to be a unified body. This is what Paul says will complete his joy, that the church of Philippi would be of the same mind, have the same love, and be in full accord and of one mind with one another. I think a natural question that arises from this is the question of how. How do we become a unified body? Paul answers this very question in the next two verses, in verses 3 and 4. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. According to Paul, this is how we are to be unified in full accord and of one mind. It is through humility. Humility is the key. It is the glue with which the church should be unified. Up to this point in this passage, we've seen what Paul exhorts the Philippians to do, which is to remain unified in one spirit, as seen in verses 1 and 2. And we've seen how it is to be achieved, which is through humility, as seen in verses 3 and 4. But one question still remains, and I would argue the most important question, and that is the question of why. Why do these things at all? Why remain unified in one spirit, and why seek humility? Lucky for us, Paul answers this question as well in the second half of this passage. Starting from verse 5, Paul begins to recount Jesus and how he is the ultimate example of humility. Verse 5 says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." Paul says that this mind of humility comes from Christ. Humility is not something that comes out of the blue or from within ourselves, but we receive it from the example of Jesus. Let me reread this section for us. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This is humility. This is the ultimate example of it. This is the benchmark, the pinnacle of the very definition of humility. Jesus, though he was fully God, took on the form of a servant, became a man, and obeyed the Father to die on the cross for our sake. Jesus suffered and was without sin, and yet he submitted to the will of the Father to die the death that we deserved. This is why we are called to be humble, because Jesus was humble. Having seen the humility of Christ and having placed our faith in Christ's saving grace, how much more then should we seek to be humble? Today is Christmas Eve, and when it comes Christmas season, it can become easy for many of us, including myself, to think of ourselves first. Christmas means work or school come to a halt, and we take days off to go on vacation, visit family or friends, and rest and have a good time, which is totally not a bad thing by itself. But oftentimes what comes with that is this desire to do things our own way, and to desire what we want for ourselves over God's desires or the needs of others. In this way, prioritizing God's desires and the needs of others can feel like a chore or a burden, and even restrictive. We want all the freedom we can get to do what we want to do, because Christmas season is one of the few times in the year where we can do that. And by ignoring our call to humility, we might feel that we are maximizing our satisfaction. But at the end of our passage, Paul says this. This is verse 9. Therefore God has highly exalted him, meaning Jesus, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. At times we may believe in Satan's lie that we will find joy and satisfaction if we are to pursue our own selfish desires above God and the needs of others, to kind of put humility to the side. But what we fail to realize is that humility is not this restrictive leash that prevents our freedom to pursue joy, peace, and satisfaction. Humility is actually the means through which we can experience a joy, peace, and satisfaction that is infinitely greater than what we can pursue on our own. Verse 10, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In our understanding of Christ's worthiness and status as Lord, we experience a true and full satisfaction that goes far beyond ourselves. We have the privilege and honor to glorify God in our humility. So I want to encourage and challenge us today in this Christmas season. Let's respond to our call to humility. Let's look at the ultimate example of humility in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And just as Jesus lived, let's live our lives placing God's desires and the needs of others well above our own. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this reminder of a call to humility. Lord, in this Christmas season, Lord, we confess that many times we have thought of ourselves above you, thought of ourselves above others. But Lord, I pray that in this time you would remind us and humble us of your lordship. Lord, the reason why we celebrate Christmas at all. So Lord, I pray that as we continue on with our days today, you would just remind us, Lord, that today is truly about giving you glory. Lord, as we visit family and friends and as we rest, Lord, give us this reminder moment by moment, day by day. We thank you so much, Lord. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.